I don't know if I should tell this or not. I shook for half a day thinking how bad it was. But I had some good engineers that trained me and taught me, gave me good advice what I was doing wrong with the brakes. And I was pretty green, but they were raking me in. They'd let me run. A good engineer would let his fireman run, watch him, and teach him on-the-job training. And at George Mays, Charlie Henson. Oh, yeah, Charlie. I stayed with him because, well, he was just like a father to me. And after I was promoted, I drew train number 38. That was the hottest thing that Rock Island had running out of here westward. I got a hold of it, and I must have had about 25 cars. That's how hot it was. They'd overly power the train, no matter what kind of tonnage it had to pull. If it had to pull one car, they'd run five locomotives on it. I mean, when you cracked that throttle, it would go jump. You'd maintain. They wanted fast speed. This was back when you could run 50 and 60 miles an hour before the roadbed played out. Well, I topped a hill right east of Ola, Arkansas, and I hit two torpedoes. Well, while I was sitting at Biddle in Little Rock, I saw the passenger train run. It went by me, and I knew he'd run. I didn't have to worry him about behind me. And when I hit those two torpedoes, I knew it was a passenger train was stopping at Ola to let off discharge passengers. I hit the two torpedoes. I reached over and got the automatic air, and I set some air on about 38 cars. And what I did wrong, I started down the hill into Ola. And I was doing 55 miles an hour. I reached over and I flushed my brakes down, my locomotive brakes. That meant only brakes I had was on 38 cars, and my locomotives outweighed my cars. And what I did was turn those locomotives floating free with tonnage going down the car, going down a hill, and those cars were trying to retard it. And the time I hit the curve at the bottom, I looked up at my speedometer, and it was still about 40 miles an hour. I put it in emergency, and I went around that curve, and I thought, if there's a red wigwag sitting there at the depot, I'm going to run through him. I'm going through that passenger train. There wasn't nothing I could do. I already made my mistake, flushing the engine brakes down. But I looked at that depot, and the train was gone. I went an eighth of a mile the other side of the depot. Still in emergency. I got down on the ground and I shook and I shook. And the brakeman got down and he says, "Guy, what in the world were you thinking about?" I said, I wasn't. He said, "Do you know if that passenger train's still been sitting there in the Ola depot, you'd have went right through the middle of it?" I said, "Women and children. Women and children, I'd have killed every one of them." They said, "Well, come on." I said, "No, I'll get back up on that locomotive in a minute. I can't right now." I almost cried. It bad a mistake it's making to that. That's a terrible mistake. Yeah, no, I'll never. I didn't tell anybody that I knew the rest of the brakemen and everything. They probably told somebody, but that was a terrible thing. I mean, I could just visualize that wreckage with women and children and everything. But anyway, I never made that mistake again, flushing the engine brakes down when the engines outweighed the train. So,
as big a scare you had on the railroad?
I'd say it was. That could have turned out real bad. I mean, terrible. Yeah, yeah. That. Oh, There's one other scare I had, but it wasn't as bad as that scare. It was when I was a fireman and had Skinny Yates as a engineer. And at a certain point, we always, as a fireman, go back and check the water and check everything around our trailing units. And I told him, he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going back." And we were between Forest City and Devil's Bluff down in the bottoms. And I went out the door. And back then, they didn't have platforms from one locomotive to the other where you in a chain across, hooked to each locomotive, and you could step on a platform, steel platform. You had to go down the steps, step on a footboard right down near the wheels, and step over to the footboard on the other locomotive, and those engines are going like this, going back and forth. Well, I stepped to the other engine, and my feet slipped off of both of them. I'm dangling. And I got a hold of the grab irons, what they go, hand irons. And my feet are dangling. And I thought, don't do nothing fast. Don't do nothing fast. Because if I make a mistake, this is it. And I thought, turn loose of one hand, hold with the other, swing over. Get your feet over on the other footboard, which I did. But it had to chop me up in that bottom of all those locomotives. They wouldn't have noticed. The engineer wouldn't have noticed I was gone until they got to Forest City or something. They finally said, "Let me stop and look for this fireman. He hadn't come back up here or something." They'd found me in the bottom, chewed up like dog meat. But anyway, I come back up the locomotive, and I'll never forget old Skinny, what he said. He said, "You feel okay?" I said, "Why?" He said, "You're white as a sheet." Yeah, he said that to me. I didn't ever tell him.
How fast was the train going when that happened?
About 50. Wow. We were running about 50. But I thought, don't do nothing quick. I did have in my mind, just do one thing, have it thought out before you turn loose which locomotive, which engine you're going to go to and where your feet are going and everything. But not long after that, they had platforms. And it was prohibited to ever step on a footboard. And finally, they took footboards off of locomotives because people were getting killed standing on a footboard, falling off, slipping, and everything. Peggy Coates, her dad, was a switchman. He fell under a locomotive standing on a footboard, switch engine footboard, in Biddle Yard. Mm-hmm. Chewed him up. I'll never forget, she was just a little girl, and she ran out to Daddy, and she said, you kill my daddy. She was just about 6-7 years old. You kill my daddy. You're a railroader. You kill my daddy. Yeah. So. Anyway, yeah, that was scary. But, that passenger train, I'll never forget that as long as I live.
I bet.
Wasn't no use to jump off my train, but I'd have rode right into it. And when diesels go together, one goes under, one goes up. Or a diesel has a tendency to climb, instead of steam engine had a tendency to roll over. Roll right or left.